Wayne Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Dana Ross Rogers joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, Dana.
Hi.
And you're with something called The Bionic Project. I feel like you have to say it like that.
It's so cool to say.
The Bionic Project. So you guys are based out of Cambridge. What is The Bionic Project about?
So The Bionic Project is really here to solve a problem. And that is the fact that our society is just not good at talking about disability. I was a classroom teacher for 20 years. I'm also a mom. And I've noticed that, you know, we're pretty good at introducing kids to a lot of complex things. But disability is just not one of them, because people get worried that they're going to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And then their kids ask them questions and they shush their kids because they get nervous. And then no one's talking about it. So really, the Bionic Project is here to educate people about how to talk about disability and to normalize it, because we're all going to be disabled at some point in our lives, whether it's through aging or injury, or really just sort of, you know, the natural human experience. Disability is normal.
And so to do this, you bring in athletes into elementary schools, middle schools, to talk to kids and allow them to ask questions and all of that?
Exactly. Yeah. Bionic spends a whole day at a school, and we tailor that day's program to any age group, kindergarten through high school. And we usually start with an assembly to introduce ourselves, and we bring a team of elite adaptive athletes along with non-disabled teachers to show that being an ally is also a really important part of the process. And after the assembly, we go into the classroom, do more teaching, and give kids and teachers a chance to ask questions about disability and prosthetics and wheelchairs. And also we tackle topics like universal design of playgrounds, and media literacy in terms of how disability is represented in commercials and TV shows. And then we end the day out on the sports field teaching all students how to play adaptive sports with adaptive sports equipment. And that's a really rare opportunity, particularly for able-bodied kids.
Can you talk about some of the cool elite adaptive athletes you bring to these schools? Mm.
Yes. So Nico Calabria is one of our lead educators. He is the captain of the U.S. men's amputee soccer team. And he was also a middle school teacher for many years. And so he brings classroom experience and also he's a professional athlete. He's an exceptional soccer player. And so, as you said, we work with, you know, varsity high school soccer players. We put them on crutches and teach them the rules of amputee soccer. And then Nico and another one of our teachers, Joe Vaughn, who's also on the U.S. team, you know, are dribbling around them and doing bicycle kicks over their head. And it just gives everybody involved a really different perspective on disability as just a part of the normal variety of human experience, and not something certainly to feel sad about or to feel any way negatively about. It's just another way to be.
You know, I've always found it's so much easier to just have an open and honest conversation. You know, if somebody has had something where they have a disability, they've lived with it forever, for however they've had it, and they're used to talking about it, and they'll probably make jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they live with it. It's very normal to them.
I follow someone on Instagram, and he has not had an arm. That's the way he was born. But when little kids come and ask him, he says, oh, it was bitten off by a shark.
Right.
Just to have a fun conversation that makes them feel at ease, that makes them feel fun. They'll remember it forever, and they'll never feel bad about asking the question. And I just think that's remarkable.
And I didn't realize this. I was reading at bionicproject.org that 1 in 4 adults in the United States has a disability, but no one knows.
Correct. It's just not something that we talk about. And some disabilities are visible. When an athlete or anybody walks into a room wearing a prosthetic leg, you know they have a disability. But many people are living with cognitive or intellectual disabilities, and nobody knows. And as a society, we don't talk about it.
How can we help you? So bionicproject.org is the website. What can people do today to give you guys some help?
Yeah, thanks. So one thing you can do is connect us with your child's school, whether it's the principal or the diversity office or whoever at the school would bring in outside programs. We would love to come to your child's school. The second thing you can do is come to the Bionic 5K, which is our annual celebration of mobility. It's a race in Cambridge on Sunday, April 27th. And you will see every type of athlete from well-known, you know, New England record breakers to people who are coming out walking or running for the first time. You'll see people in wheelchairs, wearing prosthetics, able-bodied, every type of athlete comes to the Bionic 5K.
Amazing.
That is awesome. So again, bionicproject.org. Dana Ross Rogers from the Bionic Project.
Bionic Project.
And I also understand you're a lax mom.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Where are you going to be this weekend for a tournament? I'll be in Rhode Island. How about you?
We'll be in Boyd, Maryland.
Oh, you got a really good lacrosse player in your family if you're going to Maryland. That's like the hotbed.
The Mecca.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it was great to have you on the show, Dana. You and the Bionic Project are now officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay,
safe travels.
Thank you, too.
All right, okay, bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.